Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Giants and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Andy Cohen. Batting second. The center fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting third. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Lefty O'Toole. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Aldridge. Pitching for the New York Giants, Vic Aldridge. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Grantham. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pete Scott. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting 8th. The catcher, Charlie Hargreaves. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Carmen Hill. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Carmen Hill. And now, play ball. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hargreaves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Giants nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wehner. Terry reaches second base with a double. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer takes first base on ball 4. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. O'Dell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bartel moves to second. Carmen Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Vic Aldridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hill fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hill. Aldridge moves to second. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aldridge moves to third. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it and throws to home to get Aldridge. Cohen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cohen scores. Welsh moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Lindstrom moves to second. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hill fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 1 in the game. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Adams moves to third. Two outs. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trainer hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Scott. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Lefty O'Dell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Dell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Dell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bartel. Jackson scores. O'Farrell moves to second. It's 4-0, Giants. Vic Aldridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Aldridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Farrell scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Giants. Fred Fussell now pitching. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-2 in the game. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grantham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Welsh for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. O'Toole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hargreaves hits a pop-up towards first. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Fussell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fussell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott scores. Fussell moves to second. It's 5-1, Giants. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Fussell moves to third. Adams moves to second. Dutch Henry now pitching. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fussell scores. Adams scores. Wehner moves to second. It's 5-3, Giants. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wehner moves to third. Wehner moves to second. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-2 in the game. Grantham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Pirates 3. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lindstrom hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Terry hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Larry Benton now pitching. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Scott hits a line drive into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball towards center. Welsh settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Welsh. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hargreaves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Pirates 3. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Reese pinch hits for lefty O'Toole. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. O'Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Andy Reese now playing left field. Fred Fussell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fussell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fussell strikes out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Wehner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reese, who is chasing the ball. Wehner reaches third base with a triple. Wehner goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4 Giants. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 3 in the game. Grantham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wehner scores. It's Giants, 5, Pirates, 5. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trainer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grantham moves to second. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grantham scores. Trainer moves to third. It's 6-5, Pirates. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 3 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trainer scores. Scott moves to second. It's 7-5, Pirates. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hargreaves hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. Bartel moves to third. It's 8-5, Pirates. Fred Fussell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fussell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fussell hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Cummings pinch hits for Larry Benton. Jack Cummings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummings strikes out. One out. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cohen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-3 in the game. Welsh hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lindstrom hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wehner, who is chasing the ball. Lindstrom reaches third base with a triple. Cohen goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, Pirates. Lesman pinch hits for Mel Ott. Lesman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Man hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fussell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Giants 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Lesman now playing right field. Bill Walker now pitching. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a line drive towards short. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Terry hits a pop-up towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Giants 6. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grantham strikes out. One out. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trainer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Walker. Scott moves to second. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a line drive towards short. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. O'Farrell strikes out. One out. Shanti Hogan pinch hits for Bill Walker. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan strikes out. Two outs. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cohen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 8, and New York Giants, 6. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.